Hello, everyone. This is Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. And I was thinking today about one of my kind of big influences in my art, which is great jazz musician Miles Davis. And for a number of years, I actually listen to Miles when I'm in my dark room printing, or if I'm actually working up on the computer. A lot of times that's the music that's in the background is jazz. And oftentimes it's Miles's work that I'm actually listening to. And I think that, you know, there's something that resonates with his work in me that I think has then become pretty significant and informative to how I actually work as a photographer. And he's got a couple of quotes that I really like that I kind of wanted to throw out there before we talk a little bit about the role of a non-photographic mentor for this episode. One of those quotes is, "Sometimes you have to play a long time to be able to play like yourself." The second one is, "Don't play what's there, play what's not there." And then the last one that I absolutely love is, "Do not fear mistakes, there are none." And I think that's one of the kind of the things that's great about having a mentor that's not a photographer, is that there's just subtle shifts in how things that Miles said relate to photography, but yet are different enough from photography that it really causes me to give some thought and to ponder. That first quote about having to play a long time to be able to play like yourself, I think is such a great representation of what happens to us when we're first learning a craft or learning an art. We so desperately want to be able to create amazing work that has influence, that tells the stories we want to tell, that really drives what we do. But then ultimately what happens, I think, is in many ways we start imitating the people who we're admiring. And so whether we try to imitate the recently passed Mary Ellen Mark, or it's Ansel Adams or Richard Avedon or Henri Cartier-Bresson, whoever, we don't ultimately create work that's our own. We start in that imitation game. And I think it's because we're trying to be somewhere sooner than we're actually ready for. So we have to give ourselves this huge amount of time to actually grow and develop as an artist. We have to learn what our influences are, how those influences impact us, and what we need to do to actually become ourselves. And the longer and longer we spend with our craft, and more we spend our time behind the camera, and the more time we spend looking at photographs, we start to see who and what we are as a photographer. And I think that's really where we make a fundamental shift from just being a person with a camera to being a photographer with something to say. I think that's one of the divisions between somebody with a camera and an artist. I think the artist is taking the time to really find themselves and who they are and find a way to express that in the work. And I think that's really the struggle that we see with a lot of people who are just out there photographing. They may be taking actually interesting photographs, but in terms of that line between knowing themselves as an artist and just using the camera to capture some interesting moments or interesting scenes, that distinction, I think, comes from that longevity and that time spent really understanding and mastering the craft of what they're doing to help them really understand where they are. The second quote, I think, is one of the most influential ones for my own work, that do not play what's there, play what's not there. And I love that because it really drives the experience of a lot of my own photographs. And I try to find, you know, that silence between the notes, you know, if I was going to use a music analogy. You know, what's not there? How do I represent a sensation or a feeling in my photography that somebody else might have missed? So there's the scene you come across, whether it's a street scene with people gathering and waiting for the bus, that there's going to become a moment there where something doesn't happen. And it's that something that didn't happen that's so subtle and so complex and tells yet an amazing story, that that's really what we want to capture. It's not the everyday ongoing marching of the drum that tells us that life is the same and we do the same things. I mean, I may walk to the same bus stop every day. I may see the same people at the bus stop every day. They may get off at the same stops every day. But somehow every day provides a special moment where something is different, something's unique, and there's really this great opportunity to capture those events that aren't there. And so you start to see and you start to put puzzles together in your head and you start to make those compositions. And then you start to realize that actually what I'm doing, you know, as Jay Mazel would say, is I'm actually framing. I'm no longer attempting to create. I'm no longer attempting to provide structure. I'm now experiencing that which is in front of me. And sometimes what's in front of me is a negative event. It is a massive amount of negative space that ultimately drives and tells a story. And so I think there's a really interesting element around that. That last quote around, you know, do not fear mistakes, there are none, I think is so important for all artists that they have to give themselves the freedom and liberty to understand that life is really complicated when you pass harsh judgment on yourself for making a mistake. And that really a mistake is just a step in a different direction and an opportunity to learn that is different than the expectation we had when we set out to actually create the photograph or attend an event or meet a new person. It is in that framing of the context of what happened that really defines how we're able to respond to things. So if my photography is all about making mistakes, I'm not giving myself the freedom to move forward and to create an amazing work and more positive work that really makes a difference in who I am as an artist. But if I realize that everything that doesn't meet with an expectation is not a mistake, but is something else, I give myself some latitude to provide some growth and some interesting opportunities. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, one of the great things a mentor does is they help us recontextualize and reframe things that we think about in our own psychoses and our own craziness to realize that, oh, maybe there is a different way to think about it. And they push us in different directions. They continue to strive to help us get up the hill and to find a different way of being that really allows us to maximize all of our potential. And at the same time, they recognize when we're stepping off into crazy land and they reel us back in so that we're able to continue on our successful path as an artist rather than just kind of going off half-cocked and derailing our efforts to actually be everything that we can be. And one of the things I think that's important about the non-photographic mentor is that oftentimes when we have a photographic mentor, I think not for the mentor's sake, but for our sake, we might focus in a lot on the photography, the technical side, the components of our own work that are related around equipment or processing or printing concepts. And oftentimes it's not those concepts that are important. It's the broader concepts about just how our life as a creative person evolves. And having a mentor who's actually not a photographer, who's not engaged in the nuts and bolts of that, can kind of allow us to see more of the forest than the trees. That then allows us to push ourselves harder into areas that potentially may even be more uncomfortable or more unknown to our own way of being, because our mentors are pushing us in ways that they don't even know if it's possible or technical with photography. They're just seeing and responding to what we're producing as artists and wanting to push those things forward. So I would encourage you to go out and try to find, you know, some mentors to work with that aren't photographers. Find whether they're painters, sculptors, musicians, find a way to connect and have them push and develop you in ways you hadn't thought before. And I think you'll find that your art grows a lot faster. You know, I've always regretted not actually getting to meet Miles Davis. He passed away before I had an opportunity to meet him. And so there is a greatness, I think, that comes from that on some level too, in that I have to experience him through what he wrote, what he said, and most importantly, his music. And finding the solace in his music to help it inform me of how to create my work, you know, is something that I'll forever be grateful for. And it's just something I wish I had had the opportunity to thank him for as he continued on his life as an artist. So I hope you get a chance to go out and spend some time to find a mentor that can help you hopefully push yourself in some great new directions. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. You can also find us at www.theperceptivephotographer.com. There's still time to register for a long shot at pcnw.org/longshot. And I hope you participate. I would love to see some of your work in that. Have a great week behind the camera, and I hope to talk to you soon.